And this is actually my second attempt at recording this. I got myself tongue-tied as usual and had to abandon the first recording. The idea was to actually write a piece on living with the iPad. It was going to be a two-month-later kind of thing. You know, how have I found it after my first couple of months? And of course, I've put it off. So I thought, you know, why not audiobook it? People will probably find it more entertaining, or at least less boring to listen to it rather than to read screens and screens of information that they can find somewhere else. So really, this is just going to be my experience with it over the last couple of months. Now, I opted for the Wi-Fi only model because I bought myself one of those what do they call them, dongle type things that turns into a portable Wi-Fi hotspot. And I figured, one, it's cheaper to do that, and two, it's going to have a much better connecting speed than the 3G. I'm not going to use the 3G for roaming internationally because it's just going to be horrendously expensive. And that's turned out fantastically well. I'm using the service from Yes, and I'm actually getting upload speeds in most places of around 5 megabytes per second, which gets the maximum out of the iPad, so perfect combination on that. And yeah, it's just ended up being a fantastic tool. Now, a lot of people ask me whether it would be for work or for pleasure. And I said, you know, obviously I hope it's going to be a bit of both. And a lot of other people have come to me and said that they find the iPad not very useful as a work tool. Now, I have to disagree with that completely. I've downloaded productivity software from Apple. You can type pretty fast actually with both hands on the virtual keyboard on the screen, but if you pair it up with a Bluetooth keyboard, then it becomes a very, very viable netbook essentially. So once I've synced everything with Dropbox, I don't have any storage problems. I can sync everything up on the road. I've got Evernote on here as well, so again, all of my notes sync up with everywhere else. Mail, of course, is fine, and web browsing is fantastic. So it's turned out to be a very, very useful tool. Bit kind of not distressed, but waiting for some other services to kind of catch up. I'd like to have an iPad version of the Posterous app, and Facebook still has yet to come out with a dedicated app for the iPad as well. But apart from that, it's quite fantastic. I really love applications like Flipboard, which turn all the social media into a magazine browsing experience. That's something very, very new and very entertaining. And I'm using Pulse News as an RSS feeder, and that gives me great access to all of my tech blogs and all of the music blogs, and puts it into a very easy to navigate and very visual format, so you don't feel that, again, you're just scrolling through page after page of text, which you get with a lot of RSS feeders. And what else? Well, I was hoping to use it for some kind of music creation. I've downloaded a lot of music software that I still have no idea how to use, so getting around to that one is going to take me a little bit of time. I found it's not actually fantastic for gaming in the way that the iPhone is, particularly the gyroscope activated games. The pad's a little bit too heavy for that. It doesn't seem to be a great environment for all of those kind of racing car games. You're better off sticking to your iPhone with those. But for the more quirky games like Angry Birds, of course, it's a perfect environment. Angry Birds has been keeping me awake at night, literally, for most of the last 2 months, to the point where my wife shouts at me to get rid of it, turn it off. It's a waste of time. And, of course, it is. That's the whole point behind it, I think. Now, of course, a lot of people have talked about the much-vaunted use of iPads for magazines. And yes, I've downloaded a few of these. I've sampled Wired. I'm still waiting for the Economist subscription to come through for some reason after about 2 or 3 weeks, which is a bit annoying. New York Times has also got a very, very nice iPad app. But one thing I've found that they are very, very linear. It's strange. You actually seem to read the magazines page by page far more than you would if you picked up a paper copy of the same thing. You know, when you pick up a paper magazine,